Man is but mortal, and there is a point beyond which human courage cannot extend. Mr. Pickwick gazed through his spectacles for an instant on the advancing army, and then fairly turned his back and, we will not say fled, firstly, because it is an ignoble term, and secondly, because Mr. Pickwick's figure was by no means adapted for that mode of retreat. He trotted away at as quick a rate as his legs would convey him, so quickly, indeed, that he did not perceive the awkwardness of his situation to the full extent until too late. The opposite troops, whose falling in had perplexed Mr. Pickwick a few seconds before, were drawn up to repel the mimic attack of the sham besiegers of the citadel, and the consequence was that Mr. Pickwick and his two companions found themselves suddenly enclosed between the two lines of great length, the one advancing at a rapid pace, and the other firmly waiting the collision in hostile array. "Get out of the way!" shouted the officers of the advancing line. "Get out of the way!" cried the officers at the stationary one. "Where are we to go to?" screamed the agitated Pickwickians.